I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life, made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
Sadly, we've got a little bit of a...
It's okay.
I hate doing this.
I know.
We have breaking news that there was another school shooting. It was in Minneapolis, and it was at a Catholic school. Two kids are dead. 17 are injured. The two kids that died were 8 years old and 10 years old. And the shooter fired on them while everybody was praying at a mass from the outside of the school through the windows. And obviously this is ongoing. And, you know, details are still coming in. It happened about an hour ago. And I'm sick and tired of doing this. Is like, I don't know. I don't know how many times I've done this.
In our career,
like where we have to stop what we're doing to talk about how there was another school shooting.
What's so crazy is, remember Sandy Hook and how taken aback we were?
Yeah.
And how the world sort of stopped turning and people turned TVs on all over the building. And it's happened so many times since then that It's not what it used to be. Like, there's a desensitization to it because it just doesn't stop happening.
I remember because Sandy Hook happened while we were on the air.
Yeah.
Just like this. And we reported it as it was happening. And I remember being so appalled at just how terrible Sandy Hook was. And I remember thinking at the time, this has to be it.
Right.
This has to be
what finally
will get us to do anything to try to stop this. And that was 13 years ago.
Yeah.
And we've done nothing. We've done absolutely nothing to try to stop this on a federal level.
Correct.
We pretend to be outraged over so many things in this country, and the call to action, effing Cracker Barrel's logo.
I was just going to say, imagine if people were as outraged by children being killed at their school as vocal as they are because Cracker Barrel changed their logo.
Like all those people out there that were talking about Cracker Barrel's logo or transgender kids in bathrooms or sports or something. If you only actually cared about something that mattered.
What did I say this morning about Cracker Barrel? I said the people that are angry about it, their lives must be incredible.
Just perfect.
Their lives, they don't have anything else in their life that is going wrong and needs their energy.
Right.
So much so that a business that has nothing to do with you and will live to see another day, even if you fall off the face of the earth, changed their picture.
Yeah.
And then this happened.
And we will do nothing. We will do nothing about this. It's the one problem. You know, it's so funny that there are so many people in this country that, like, can't even stand the thought that America isn't the greatest nation on earth. It's my opinion, if we were, we'd do something about this. The number one cause of children dying in this country, we do nothing about it.
Right. And that statistic is true. Gun violence is the leading cause of death in children.
And I know that there's people out there, here goes Gavin, like, wanting the government to take the guns away. I would be happy with just providing more mental health, not taking away health care from people, providing more of it. I would be happy with that even. But instead, our answer is always to do nothing except whatever will put more money in more people's pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sick of it. I am so tired of watching parents hug their kids running from a school. I'm tired of that. How are you not tired of that? How are we not in the streets every day until something like this gets fixed?
I think the majority of people are tired of it. Unfortunately, they are not lawmakers that are being handed money hand over fist to look the other way.
If that was true, then stop voting for them. And I don't care what political party they are.
Well, I agree with that.
If they're taking money from a lobby that perpetuates this problem, however you want to take that, then stop voting for them. But the problem is that we hop on 24-hour news, we hop on social media, and we immediately file back into our silos of hate, and we pick our sides. We look to find out who the shooter voted for.
Oh my God.
We try to figure out what race he was.
We were just saying, I don't give a good goddamn who this person voted for.
Yeah.
I am a very liberal person. If this person was a liberal, F them anyway.
Right.
I will not believe that if it was somebody that was conservative, that they were radicalized to be this way. No, you are an adult man who made this decision on your own. So whoever anybody voted for means absolutely nothing. It's just an opportunity to point fingers because you don't want to believe that anybody on your side, which, by the way, it's not your side. You have no side. It's your own beliefs and ideology. You don't belong to anybody or any party. They don't care about you, by the way. But everybody's so determined to be like, well, my guys wouldn't do it. Yeah, they would. And you don't have guys. You don't have a side. So that whole thing needs to go away, like, immediately.
I'm so tired of it.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I remember after the last one.
I can't remember which the last one was.
Well, it
Uvalde?
Wasn't. It wasn't that long ago. I mean, that was last. Like, well, no, that wasn't even the last school shooting. That was the last
school
big
one.
That was the big one. I don't understand how anybody with a soul can watch videos over and over again of crying kids running from a school that have a lifetime of trauma for them to deal with now, trying to find their parents, and they're the lucky ones.
I was just going to say,
I can't understand how anybody with a soul can watch that and then vote for somebody who perpetuates this problem. Or isn't just so sick to their stomachs with outrage over this that, like, they make donations, they have a call to action, they walk the streets, they do something.
Yeah.
We're the only country where this happens.
Yeah.
How can you talk about...
Wasn't there a mass shooting like in the 70s or something in Ireland? And after that,
I don't know about
Ireland, Australia?
But Australia had a mass shooting happen, and they immediately took such big gun reform.
Right.
That, I, as far as I know, they haven't had one since.
Right.
And listen, you don't have to be with us on the gun thing.
I am not somebody that thinks everybody's guns. As a woman, if I knew how to fire a gun under duress, not just fire a gun, I'm good with firearms. I was raised with them. I know how to use them and use them well. What I don't know how to do, and this is the only time I would need to use a gun, is because I was under duress. I was woken in the middle of the night. I was the most scared I've ever been. I'm trying to protect my family. If I knew how to handle a firearm under those circumstances as a female,
yeah,
I would absolutely conceal carry. Absolutely. I think that for women, there are many, many reasons to. So for me, it's not take your guns away, but know how to use them. Nobody needs an automatic rifle. I don't care if you think it's because you need to rise up and form a militia. The government has drones. They can drop a bomb on you. Like, your AR-15 is not protecting you with and making you a well-armed militia. Shut up. You just want it because you think it's cool. But for me, if you feel like you need a handgun to protect yourself or your family, fine. I'm fine with that. But we have to have some limits here. Now, in this instance, it doesn't sound like it was an automatic rifle. It sounds like it was, a shotgun?
No, it was a rifle, a shotgun, and a handgun. Yeah. So somebody texted in and said, unfortunately, until it happens to one of these lobbyists who are pocketing the money, I think you mean politicians who are pocketing the money, nothing's going to get done. It did happen to them. And it still wasn't enough. And again, to go back to what I was about to say, I don't care, but let's try something.
Right.
Anything. If you want to do gun thing, great. If you don't want to do gun thing, okay, let's listen to some ideas. But instead, we get people that just offer thoughts and prayers, which are empty, or in the case of today, can get you killed.
Right.
I'm sick of it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.